The idea of open enrollment in public schools goes like this. Families could send their kids to any public school anywhere, regardless of zip code or boundaries, as long as there's room. It's something Florida lawmakers have flirted with for the past 2 years. District lines would come down. Julio Fuentes leads the Hispanic Council for Reform and Educational Options.
The more choice we have, the better off our families are throughout the state of Florida. And of course, we concentrate on our Hispanic families throughout the state. So being a pro-choice organization, that's the piece that really appeals to us, and we are grateful for the legislature and working so hard and getting this done.
Many of Florida school districts already have similar programs, but there have been concerns about flight from small, rural districts which don't raise a lot of money and are already cash-strapped. Districts receive state funding based on the number of students they have. There are also worries about whether some families will be able to take advantage of the program. Districts don't have to provide transportation.
But, yeah, I mean, nothing came out of, it wasn't included in this particular bill, but there's always a next year, as they say, but it's truly an issue on transportation.
Open enrollment is just a piece of a massive legislative proposal running more than 150 pages. Also included is a plan to defang the Florida High School Athletics Association. The FHSAA has fought off legislative efforts for years to strip away some of its oversight of high school sports. But this year, its main opponent, the Sunshine State Athletics Conference, scored a victory. Schools would be allowed to join other conferences and associations on a per-sport basis without being penalized by the FHSAA. Here's the Sunshine State Athletics Conference's Stuart Weiss.
Well, our issue has been that we want to get choice and fairness back in high school athletics. Our fight for the last two sessions has been to include this language, which is the decoupling language, allowing schools to join FHSAA by sport without any repercussions.
But there's a caveat. FHSAA has had a rule on its books for nearly two decades blocking schools that aren't full members from participating in its championships. FHSAA spokesman Kyle Niblett says the new law does not preclude a school from retaining its membership while also joining other groups.
You can be a full member and still, if you're a water polo team, you can become a full member, have the ability to compete for championships in any sport, and then within that full membership, join a conference for that water polo team.
Gotcha. But if I am a member of the Florida Water Polo Association, but I wanted to join the FHSAA only for soccer, I wouldn't be able to compete in the FHSAA's soccer tournament.
That is correct.
But Weiss says that rule is unfair. Florida lawmakers also used the same train bill to reach a deal when it comes to paying for public school construction. Republican Representative Eric Frezen of Miami has accused school districts of overspending when it comes to building projects, and he initially sought to lower caps on what those schools could spend.
Mind you, this isn't a problem of one district or two, and if you want to ask, we can go through each one of the districts. This is a statewide problem and a statewide condition.
Florida's colleges would now be ranked like their university peers. The colleges could get additional funding based on performance, and the state has now created a new designation for a few public universities. In addition to the preeminence designation given to Florida State University and the University of Florida, other schools could be designated as emerging preeminent, qualifying them for additional state dollars as well. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.